Asking permission from Aram with help from heaven. Thanking Hashem. Blessed is Hashem. We met a lot of Jews outside of Eretz Israel. Thanking Hashem that the kindness of Hashem by the merit of distribution, that they're strengthening themselves. A lot of Jews in places telling a lot of stories, miracles and wonders. It's so strengthening when you see that the books and the CDs are making amazing things. That Hashem Yitbarach, because of His merciness, He created the world. And also in the introduction to the Zohar HaKadosh, the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, because He wanted to reveal His mercy. That's a point that we need to understand. And to believe in Hashem, it means to believe in the mercifulness of Hashem, the mercy of Hashem. Because Noah, he believed in Hashem. He was a prophet. Hashem was talking to him. But what was his lacking? It wasn't his fault at all. Hashem haven't gave the Torah yet. But what did he lack of was that he didn't have the faith in the mercy of Hashem. Because of that, he saw that people are sinning in such horrible sins. So he thought to himself, this is it, there's nothing to do. They live in such horrible things that they do, there's nothing to do. They deserve to die. Avraham Avinu already believed in the mercy of Hashem a lot more than Noah. But he also could not cancel the decree on Sodom. Because he believed that if there are going to be 10 righteous people, so then Hashem is going to have mercy on all of the city by the merit of those 10 righteous people. This is what that he reached. This is what that he realized on the mercy of Hashem. But Moshe Rabbeinu achieved in the mercy of Hashem in a perfect way. He realized that even that there is no righteous man, there is a righteous man himself, Moshe Rabbeinu himself. But still, he believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got mercy that are very big. That what's the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That he's going to kill them? The wicked people? The evil people? The real honor and greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That he's going to have mercy on them and going to help them to do tshuva. It means like that the righteous man that he believes in the mercy of Hashem, He sees the evil person in front of him. For sure that the righteous man realizes and knows that all of what the people lack of, if he's not married, it's because of his sins. If he doesn't have children, if he's sick, the righteous man, he knows that it's because of certain sins, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is righteous and straight and he's not making no mistakes. And if a person has a certain kind of suffering, it's because all comes that person gonna fix, because he's got things to fix. But the righteous man, he realized that Hashem Yitzbarach got such mercy because when you believe in the mercy of Hashem, so it's beyond all rules and all rules of nature, of the creation. He realized that Hashem Yitzbarach gonna have mercy on him, complete mercy, that for sure not only gonna heal him, just also gonna help him to do tshuva, not only gonna help him to find his wife, also the mercy gonna be like that, the complete mercy, to give him it all in a perfect way. Why he is sick? He's sick because he's got sins. So is it mercy to heal him and he's gonna be stuck with his sins? No, it's not complete mercy. Complete mercy is only when you fix the root. The mercy of Hashem is the complete mercy, is complete, large. That also to help him to do tshuva, to fix the spiritual reason, that because of that reason he's got that lacking in his life. And also, and by that, by the way, everything gonna be solved. And also, by the way, he's gonna be healthy and gonna do tshuva. Complete mercy, it means that you're gonna fix, that the righteous man is giving to you the ability to fix. A person that doesn't have wisdom, knowledge, he thinks, oh, he's suffering, he doesn't have money, so give him money. He's poor, he's suffering, so give him what he needs. It's lack of understanding. If you haven't fixed spiritually what he needs to fix, so what have you done? You haven't helped him. The main mercy should be that you're going to give the person everything in a perfect way. Also, first of all, to solve the spiritual reason that it caused the suffering that that person has. And then it's going to help him. That is going to bring the complete mercy to help him, also physically. When we're saying Hashem, our God, in Shema Israel, listen Israel, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one, you need to have the intention in one that Hashem is the King on all seven heavens and on the land, and in Dalet that it's four winds of the sky. This is the simple Hashem, that it's one, it's mercy. He's our God, Hashem that is mercy, he's one. It means that Hashem got mercy that they are full and fill all of seven heavens, all of the world full with the mercy of Hashem. The world is full with the mercy of Hashem and all four winds of the sky, full with the mercy of Hashem, all of the world full with mercy. The world is full with mercy. So every righteous man, his level is how much he believes in the mercy of Hashem. Because the mercy of Hashem, it's not Chas v'Shalom that Hashem, he to cancel and not to punish. No, Hashem, he's got rules. But Hashem got mercy. That Hashem, that the righteous man realized, and he knows that if a person sins, it's not because he's evil, it's just because he's poor. He's a poor guy, he doesn't have brain. So what? He's evil. He's poor. Someone that got wisdom, got knowledge, will he gonna do things against Hashem? He gonna leave Hashem? If a person hits his father, so what? Is he evil? He's just poor. His father feeds him, care about him, help him. He doesn't have no. He's dumb. This is what Chazal said. That every sinner is a dumb person. He's not wise. So the righteous man, he got that understanding, a complete understanding. Like Rabbeinu is writing, that the leader have to be mercy to lead them. He's got real mercy. That he's got mercy on a person that is sinning, that fell to sins. The righteous man realizes and sees that the mercy, it's not. Hashem is not canceling the decrees. Hashem just wake up his own mercy on that person, on that poor person. Have mercy on him. Give him wisdom, knowledge. Let him fix. Have mercy on him. Okay, so you killed him. Have you fixed anything? Which tikkun? How are you going to fix by killing that person? Alright, you killed him. Alright, you killed him. So what happened now in the world? Hashem created the world because he wanted to have mercy on all of the creations, all of the souls, everyone and one. We need to strengthen ourselves to believe in the mercy of Hashem, and then you can. A person going through difficulties, it's hard for him. All of that wisdom of saying thank you, it's a result of faith in the mercy of Hashem. You believe that all of the suffering that you've got, it's because it's Hashem have mercy on him for your own good. Why? Because Hashem saw that that person cannot reach his tikkun to fix himself properly, just only with that kind of suffering. And when a person is saying thank you on the suffering, so he believes in the mercy of Hashem, that it's all mercy. He believes that it's all mercy, even that he cannot understand. This is one of the points, that when a person is saying thank you, he believes that it's mercy of Hashem. I don't understand, it's hard for me, but I do believe that it's the mercy of you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Give me the faith to say thank you from all of my heart. So a person needs to believe in the mercy of Hashem and to pray and to talk, to attend himself, to point himself to the mercy of Hashem. When you pray, you need to say to Hashem, you are righteous, I have my lackings, I have my issues, I have my reasons to suffer, but have mercy on me. Everyone with a certain kinds of suffering that he's got in his life, children, money. First of all, Hashem, you justify Hashem on yourself. You say, Hashem, I believe you're righteous on everything that I'm going through in my life. I believe that there are no mistakes here. And I do believe that it's all mercy because you want to wake me up. So have mercy on me in a perfect way. Please, give me the power to fix everything I need to fix. Save me. Have mercy on me in a perfect way. Have mercy on me. Just to let me suffer, to be stuck here. I realize you are right. I need to fix. I want to do tshuva. Have mercy on me. Complete mercy. Let me fix. Let me do tshuva. And save me. When you come to the mercy of Hashem, so there are no rules. Hashem's got mercy, and the mercy are from before the creation. And you reach that place that actually is before all of the rules and all of the limitations of the creation. Have mercy on me with your huge mercy, that with those mercy you created the world. Have mercy on me. Not only give me what that I need, this is it. It's not what that I need. Thank you that you gave me that understanding. I'm not so stupid to think that I live in this world forever. Baruch Hashem, but have mercy on me that I'm going to be able to fix what that I need to fix, that I'm going to do tshuva on what that I need to do tshuva on. Remember that carefully, very carefully. That the purpose of it all is to know Hashem. To know Hashem and to realize, to understand Him. This is our purpose in life. Of all of what that a person needs to go through in this lifetime, it's how to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit more and more. A new understanding. How to know Hashem. This is the purpose of why to learn Torah. Of all of what that we serve Hashem. All of the life depends. It's how to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the purpose. So this is why a person needs to, when a person believes in the mercy of Hashem, so he also not become weaker in his prayers. He can go and pray and pray and pray. All of the weaknesses that are coming in prayer is because the person, he's got that thought entered that is exactly the opposite from the faith in the mercy of Hashem. You think you deserve. What is this that you deserve? You would ask for mercy if you deserve. You can claim, you can ask. Why you need to ask for mercy? Because I know I'm not deserved. I deserve that you're going to give me. There is lack of justice. I believe that I'm not deserved and I'm asking for mercy. A thought that you don't know how to pray, that your prayers. Alright, so what? I don't know how to pray. But Hashem got mercy. And I count on the mercy of Hashem. And by that I believe in the mercy of Hashem, no thought that is coming to make you weak. You need to understand, alright, you're right. It's true, I don't deserve. I haven't done tshuva. It's all truth, but what? But what's the connection? But I'm asking for mercy from Hashem that's going to bring the salvation from a higher place. That you're going to help me to fix it all. I'm not looking for the solution. No, give it to me and this is it, like a stupid person. No, we want the real solution. To strengthen ourselves in the prayers. To strengthen ourselves. To say thank you. A person, even just a regular person, you're going to see. You're going to start saying thank you on everything. You're going to see. You're going to receive powers and great happiness. Real happiness. Thank you every moment. Thank you on this, thank you on that. Rabbeinu is writing in Torah 31. I'll say a few points from the Torah and then I'm going to explain. Rabbeinu is writing that charity leads all of the wills in the world. So Rabbeinu is writing that the most perfect way, Rabbeinu brings the Gemara in Masechet Brachot, that by charity to the poor people, Rabbeinu brings it before that you need 8 and 12, so you lack of what it's written in Masechet Brachot. You need to have 7 Brachot and not 7 and not 6, 11, 12 and not 11. So Rabbeinu is explaining that the way to bring everything to be perfect, it's Rabbeinu explained that it's also charity and Shabbos and faith. This is what it is. Complete it all. And Rabbeinu is explaining in the end that it all depends on faith, and that you cannot complete your understanding, your wisdom, that it's the Torah, just only by faith. That the wisdom, the understanding that it's the Torah going to be complete only with faith. Without faith, you cannot complete your understanding in Torah. And also, all of the world is not perfect until that people are going to have faith. And after it, Rabbeinu, in part Gimel, third part in the Torah, he's saying, you should know that the faith can be, to have faith, you can have it only if you fix your covenant, if you have holiness. Not to drop 30 minutes of holiness, of prayers on Kedusha, 30 minutes, once better, once a little bit less, once you pray a little bit stronger, once in a regular way, don't look at it at all, doesn't matter, at least you do it every day, half an hour, keep on begging and asking on that, to guard your eyes, to fix the covenant, cancel all of the lust and desires, canceling the power of imagination, every day you go back and pray. So first of all, you have what, like with that we talked, when you do it regularly, one day after the other, so it becomes to be part of that rule that the person that lengthens his prayers, so his prayer is going to be answered for sure. Like we explained. Second thing, the fact that you do it daily, and Rabbeinu is saying that the main way to find faith is by having that covenant, holiness. So even if you wake up into faith and you believe in Hashem more, after that, a lot of people are falling, like they lost all of their faith. Why? They woke up 2 weeks ago, before you had faith. Why now you fell? Why? You lived faith and now you fell. Why are you not holding in faith? Because you're not holding in holiness, you cannot hold in faith. The main way to keep the faith is to keep yourself in purity, in holiness. In the aspect of the verse Beritin Emenet Lo, that the faith depends in the covenant. After it, Rabbeinu is writing in the fourth part that all of the suffering that a person had in the ways, in the drachim, it's because of Pigmei Brit, the defects of the covenant. And if you're watching you over yourself on holiness, you won't have no sorrow on the ways. So this is why for sure a person, when he's traveling, he needs to work on his eyes, to guard his eyes. He goes out to the street and he's looking on the way. There you have the dangers. Inside the Beit Midrash, a normal person doesn't have problems in the Beit Midrash. If you work on it a little bit, doesn't have thoughts inside the Beit Midrash, everything is good. Or even in the house, things are starting off. Usually when a person goes out to the street, but if you work on your, guard your eyes, you won't have sorrow on the way. You need to guard your eyes carefully, you won't have sorrow on the way. No sorrow on the way. You have to beg on that, please. I want to go with prayers. A man is traveling. It's to pray on it, that he will have that marriage. To guard his covenant. Rabbeinu is writing it in a very clear way. Rabbeinu is talking about the stars, the wheels. Every star is illuminating and he's influencing on that certain place that his light is illuminating to that place. There is the star that gives life, and there is star that illuminate the ways, bring light. And there are stars that brings people to live in a certain area, to have life in those places. So Rabbeinu brings the verse of this is why the ways of Tzion are mourning, because people are not coming in the holidays. Holidays are the time. It's the time, right? So by what you have the time? By the stars, by the will of heaven, of the sky. By that you have the time. The circle that Hashem made, that the time is going to be depends in this star. There is no time in the place of Hashem. Hashem is beyond time. But the time is for people, that they need to have schedules. A person cannot make do things without limits. This is why everything got a limit, the midot, the measurements, and also the time is certain measurements. And you cannot achieve things beyond time, beyond the borders. So Hashem created all of the will that is going to create the time, and you have definitions now, you have limits. So Rabbeinu is bringing it here. On the ways, it's written ways. So Rabbeinu learns Gezerah Shavah here, the ways of Zion, paths of Zion, because of people not coming in the times, in the holidays. There is a verse that the wicked people are walking in darkness. So it's both, in both verses it's written ways, drachim. Why their path, their way is dark? Because there are no stars that are illuminating. By that they're failing. And it all depends in the covenant, in holiness. And Rabbeinu brings another evidence here that it's written. The Gemara is saying that the person is not allowed to learn Gzera Shava if he hasn't learned, accepted from his rabbi, and his rabbi from his rabbi. And you see that Rabbeinu is bringing a lot of Gzerot Shavot, means that he accepted it all from his rabbi, from a Baal Shem Tov, from generation before. Rabbeinu is learning Gzerot Shavot here. The reason that ways are in danger is because of the danger is because the people are violating the covenant. Hashem is going to save us. Main thing that we started to talk about is that concept of faith. It's all connected to that, to know Hashem. And to know the mercy of Hashem. To know the mercy of Hashem. Rabbi Nachsavi, Rabbi Yoshua is going to start teaching Masechet Makot in Sunday. Needs the strength. The yeshiva started to prepare the first pages of Masechet Makot, and Rabbi Yoshua Cohen will come, so only to strengthen the students to learn Gemara Kedoshah. That we wish that a man is going to have the merit, that his brain is going to be built out of Torah. Every understanding and knowledge in the Torah is the success of the soul, success of the spirit. To learn Gemara. There is a person that says, first, I need to be wise to create to himself certain siddurim that he learns from all of the Torah, from Torah, from the Chumash, and Nevi'im, and Mishnayot, and books of Musar. even a few minutes every day to learn from another issue in the Torah, even one page a day. The main thing is that he
is
going to know more Torah, going to understand concepts from the Torah, going to learn from the prophets, Mishnayot, everything. Needs a strength, every good thing. Strengthen, you're strong. You're strong. Bringing something wonderful here. That the prophet make an oath that Hashem doesn't want the evil person to die, just that the evil person is going to do tshuva in his life and going to live. That Hashem Yitzbarach had to make an oath. Believe me, the people are going to believe in His mercy. Chai ani, I'm alive, Hashem make an oath and say, you need to believe me. Hashem Yitzbarach, He had to came to that place that He gonna had to make an oath, that you're gonna believe me, listen to me, believe me. I don't want the evil person to die. I want him to do tshuva, I want you to do tshuva, to come back. But without the explanation that we explained before, you cannot understand it. Because Hashem is saying, come back. But the person is saying, I'm not able to. For that I need mercy. If the person is coming back, so it's obvious, everything is good. But the mercy are waiting for the person that is not able to come back. Like I explained before, you don't ask from Hashem, okay, solve my problems from outside. It's not real understanding, not real knowledge. Alright, leave me alone, you say to Hashem, please fix everything, organize things for me. No, that's stupidity. You have a debt. You have a lacking. And even without a debt, you haven't fixed yourself, haven't completed yourself. The perfect mercy is when a person ask from Hashem, have mercy on me in a perfect way. And also help me to do tshuva, to fix it all. What? If a person is able to do tshuva by himself, so it's obvious he should. Someone asks here how a person can pray from the walls of his heart that it's all good. If you say thank you, how can, what you need to pray for, what you need to pray on? Adabha, you need to pray on that. You need to pray on the mercy of Hashem. Have mercy on me, help me to do tshuva. I really want to fix. Help me to do tshuva. A person wants to pray only when he needs something, only then he can scream to Hashem. No, he's screaming because he wants to go back to Hashem. He screams because he wants to fix, he wants to do tshuva that I'm going to fix, the spiritual things that I need to fix. We talked a little bit about mercy, but I want us to talk a little bit more on Limud HaGemara, learning Gemara. Need to strengthen ourselves on that, not to miss. Which mercy is it that we sit in Yeshiva, in Eretz Israel? Such mercy, live in Jerusalem. Which huge mercy. Here, there was a little bit of fear, I heard a little bit of fear was. I was in places that they live all day long in fear. All day long they're afraid. Not allowed to go out, not allowed to go alone. It's always, it's permanent. This is how they live. People will go alone and not to be kidnapped. It's daily over there. So this is why, relax here. Don't need to be afraid. It's all kindness. We live in Jerusalem, in Eretz Israel. After all, we live in Eretz Israel. We cannot compare it at all. Cannot compare what Eretz Israel compared to Eretz Israel, to outside of Eretz Israel. Need to pray on everyone to have that merit. Real mercy on them. One of the points that also I've been stronger to see that really Hashem is full with mercy, that you see that Hashem is Barach. You don't need to think that there is a lot of darkness. You need to believe that small amounts of light are going to cancel all darkness, not to be confused. A person can think, oh, us, Baruch Hashem, we have the merit, but look, all of the world is all in darkness. No, no. The light is going to reject the darkness. You can see that there is a light and it's rejecting darkness. Strengthen yourselves in learning Marah, Kedosha, in learning Halacha, in Midrashim, Mishnayot. All of the things. Strengthen yourselves in learning, in prayer. Not to think. Not to be confused for nothing. To hold in simple faith in the mercy of Hashem. For sure you're going to have mercy on us. Not only. Not Hashem just. You think that Hashem Yitbarach just rejected and pushed the salvation from coming. To bring more suffering in the end? Of course not. Only mercy. Strength ourselves in faith. The light rejects the darkness. Not to be confused. Not to be weak. To remember always the point that Rabbeinu is writing. Why Talmidei Chachamim, their children are not Talmidei Chachamim? Because they were not blessing in the beginning on the Torah. We need to say it in the beginning of the Limud. I am learning for that the Limud is going to rebuild and going to bless in the roots of the souls of all of our Israel. It is going to wake up the roots of the souls of all of our Israel. That all of what that we do is going to be dedicated for Am Yisrael. We're doing it for Am Yisrael. Then it's important. Not that the person is going to think only on himself. The light is going to reflect the darkness. The light is going to illuminate the world. You see it and you learn, and by that you aim, you intend that the limud is going to illuminate in the world. That all of my limud. Have mercy on me that my limud is going to illuminate and bless in the roots of the souls of Am Yisrael. That we're blessed, that we're going to wake up all of Am Yisrael to the tshuva. So Rabbeinu is saying that Abraham, that is the head of all of the believers, learning Gemara 334, normal values, climbing in levels, one floor after the other, also 334. A lot of important number of values. Am Yisrael alive. For sure, really, the truth. I met people who told us that they heard a CD saved their life. And they were in horrible, bad condition. If you pray on someone else that he's going to be helpful, or that he's going to have power, that he's going to understand that he's not for Hashem. God says both. You need to pray on perfect salvation, that you're going to have the wisdom and have mercy on him, that you're going to be healed, that you're going to understand what to fix and heal him. transcend him completely. The person that is sick, he cannot do nothing, he cannot wake up, he cannot learn, he cannot do tshuva. Mercy on you, not only heal him in this existing stream, cancel your mercy. No, it's only the beginning of mercy. Heal him and give him the wisdom, the power to strengthen himself. Give him complete da'at.
תודה שזה בוא תמיד, תודה. תודה רבה, זה תוספת. תודה רבה, זה תוספת. תודה רבה, זה תוספת. תודה רבה, זה תוספת. תודה רבה, זה תוספת.